two vagabonds, how happy we'd be if we were two vagabonds, so gay and carefree. I'd climb the highest mountain just for you, swim the deepest river and ocean too. Baby, if we were two vagabonds, the world would be ours. If we were two vagabonds, we'd own all the stars. If we were two vagabonds, how happy we'd be, my darling, just you and me. My darling, just you and me.
Oh yeah, it's 7:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Method. The station wants you to know that chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. This is a public service announcement of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Somnambulant Pals here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, got that out of the way early. So anybody who's evaluating shows for volunteer hours like I do, there you go. Anyway, backing me up are the Hustlers and Inertia tonight, last week, tonight, for the next couple of weeks, probably through the end of the year, will be the backing track. Originally released on the Downey label, 1964. You can get it off of the compilation Surf Legends and Rumors. If it's still around, I think it's way out of print, but whatever. Just heard the Aristocrats, track that was released in 1957 on the Argo label, and Vagabonds. I forgot that that clip from Plan 9 from Outer Space was like, it shows 10 seconds, but the thing's only 5 seconds. Sorry about that. I like to be perfect. Perfect! Well, that the Hustlers, another band, not this Hustlers that's playing behind me, but another band called the Hustlers, it's Sky is Black. I got off the disc 2 of Essential Pebbles Collection Volume 1. No idea when that was originally released. Sound like vinyl. I probably could have gotten away with it, made up of a label, and you know, upped my coolness, my street cred, like, I don't know, 2%. Anyway, before that you heard Dr. Frankenstein, they're from Portugal, and V8 Death Race. That was off their CD Chapter 3, The Dragon Lounge Connection. Came out in 2005 on Double Crown. Before that, Foggy Notions. This was also from the Essential Pebbles Collection, originally released on the Ginny label, 1966. Need a Little Lovin'. Yeah. Anyway, we're past the point of no return. This show is boarded. There's no turning back. We're coming up in about 55 minutes. It's going to be the lounge. Danny, he has a sub, or he secured a sub, and hopefully he'll show up. You don't have to listen to automation or whatever. Anyway, coming up is this week's song that everybody knows. It's not a Christmas song, but it's associated with Christmas loosely. So I'm going to be playing that. That's this week's song that everybody knows. And so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Help me know, for Christ's sake.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Hey! 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 Thank you.
then, Mr. K and Mr. C, there has been too much talk already of aggression and super weapons and the like. The determined factor of which I speak is one that I think you have all overlooked, and it is simply this. Santa's coming. Yes, he is. Of course, Christmas time is near. Yes, it is. And aren't you all ashamed of the way that you've behaved most every day last year? You've been bad. Oh, yes, you have. And Santa knows it too. Oh, yes, he does. He also knows too many years have passed since you believed these words were true. Listen to these children. Yes, and some of you have repeatedly stated that you will allow no one to use the sky above you. Now then, would you blame Santa if he didn't come over your land at all? Remember, it isn't just that he alone would be in danger. There are also those 8 tiny reindeer to consider. Now out in space, you have been grand. No one could doubt your word. Yes, no one can. But somehow, that just seems so very wrong if you cannot get along right here on Earth. Why not forget about missiles and start thinking of mistletoe? Perhaps it would have no more misunderstandings if once again you would come to understand this phrase you've so long forgotten. Remember, out of the mouths of babes. Yes, and instead of always trying to get ahead of the next fellow, let's start making an effort to move forward together with great vigor. There could be peace on earth and goodwill to all men forevermore. Believe me, no one's Christmas stocking then would ever be an empty one again. Believe me, no one's Christmas stocking then would ever be...
Yeah, it's 7:23 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. All right. Hey, I was right. Rob Brannigan is listening. Yes, the signal gets kicked all the way down I-90 from Boston to Seattle. It gets left in a trash can somewhere. Anyway, let me explain away this, first set of the second hour. Yeah, it started out okay. Had its moments. And then I threw a couple of mood breakers in there. But anyway, the Head Coatees from the 1992 CD came out on Damaged Goods, Have Love Will Travel, and the track was called Don't Try and Tell Me, written by Billy Childish. Before that, Larry Foster from 1962, and My Christmas Message to the World came out on the 20th Century Fox label. Before that, a track that was produced by the Dave Clark Five's Mike Smith. I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman. The name of the artist was the Carnaby Street Set, or Carnaby Street. God forbid I should pronounce it incorrectly. It came out in Columbia. I got the promo version. It was a promo in 1967. Before that, this week's song that everybody knows, kind of a Christmas, well, it's loosely associated with Christmas because of the Nutcracker, but Bee Bumble and the Stingers. From that winter wonderland of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, did Nut Rock originally, or was released originally. I played the vinyl, 1962 on the Rendezvous label. I'm so used to playing these stupid compilations. Then before that, the Justice 4 kicked off the set, started the hour with She Lied, I Know Why. I got the compilation, No Tease, came out in 2000 and Teenage Shutdown. The original release was on the Fuller label, 1966. Yeah, if you want to relive the horror, all I gotta do is it's immediately after this show, I close the playlist. All you gotta do is go over to www.wmfo.org, go over to schedule, go over to Thursday night, scroll down to 6 o'clock where it says The Desperate Hours, Alex, and then go in there, and by the good graces of the DMCA, or maybe not, you can download the archives are there for your pleasure, for there for 2 weeks. Anyway, I smell something nice, like a nice shampoo. It makes me feel all kind of, I don't know, fuzzy. And I don't think there's anybody in the studio with me. Anyway, coming up in about 35 minutes, I believe the lounge will be taking place. Sans Danny and Stephanie, I believe they did get a substitute. And I do believe he'll be staying true to form with 70s dance music and the like, soul and pop. Man, I like the show. I dig it. We should be doing a crossover show at some point because a lot of stuff does cross over. Those of you who are with a brain could figure some of that stuff out. But anyway, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. They have Skype, but I'm not going to put Skype on. Jeez, I don't know. I don't want to get caught picking my nose or something. So, while I'm talking to you. So, you just pretend what I look like. I don't know. See, I'm some sort of heartthrob, whoever it is. I don't know. I don't watch mainstream stuff, so I don't know who's hot and who's not. I'm hot. I need air conditioning in here, but it's too cold outside. Anyway, what am I pissed? Let's see. We'll stop that right there. We'll start this next set. These are the Desperate Hours.
Life's not an easy game. good inside to know that you and I have life. Last night I received the news, all I did was cry. Tonight I stand before you now with a tear in my lonely eye. Here I hold a rose in my dirty working hand. I'm sorry, girl, but you see I'll never truly understand the reason why.
always gone from home. Girl, from home. Girl.
Howdy, hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
I stayed out late at night. Hardly ever came home. Mistreated my baby, and now she's gone. So don't feel sorry for me. No, don't feel sorry for me. Oh yes, it hurts me very bad, but don't feel sorry for me. Don't blame her 'cause she left. I'm nothing but a hound. Even had another woman on the other side of town. No, don't feel sorry for me. No, don't feel sorry for me. Oh yes, it hurts me very bad, but don't feel sorry for me. I asked for one more chance. I cried on bending knee. My baby won't come back. She says she's through with me. Oh, don't feel sorry for me. Oh, don't feel sorry for me. Oh, yes, it hurts me very bad, but don't feel sorry for me. I pack my bag and go home down the road. I don't know where I'm going, only the good Lord knows. Oh, don't feel sorry for me. No, don't feel sorry for me. Oh, yes, it hurts me very bad, but don't feel sorry for me.
I confess to have a and wanting for you to have you here by me all my life through. You run around, you run around, run around, baby, run around, baby. Something
Past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. We'll explain away this next to last set of the evening. You just heard the New Colony 6 and I Confess. I was on the LP Breakthrough, originally released on the Centaur label 1966. I got off the reissue on Sundays in 2002. It was one of two songs were covered by Mono Man at one point or another in his Liars DMZ career. For that, you heard Jimmy Beasley and Don't Feel Sorry For Me. No, just don't. You know, I'm always this pathetic. It gets old after a while. Anyway, that came out in 1956 on the Modern label. For that, the Trogs, By Request for Richard in Winthrop. Trogs did From Home, originally released as the B-side to Wild Thing. Came out on Fontana in 1966. I got off the Vintage Years Best Of Thing. It came out in the late 70s on Sire. For that, a band called The Savages did The Best Thing You Ever Had. I got off the compilation, Wild Sides Volume 4. It was originally released on the Red Fox label in 1966. The motto was Wash Your Ass. Oh, no, it wasn't. Before that, the Ides of March, the Detroit Garage Band, not the pop band. Well, if you look at the playlist that I post with the archive to the Desperate Hours and WMFO Facebook page, it'll say self-released from 1966. They were from Detroit, not the pop band from Chicago. Anyway, the name of the track is called Life Has Been So Good. I got the compilation Fuzz Flakes and Shakes Volume 7. I do believe that they used a listserv and they had different kinds of, everybody was suggesting names for the series, Fuzz Flakes and Shakes, and somebody, I don't know. Somebody won that. I forget who suggested it, but I don't know. But anyway, that's my little bit of knowledge. Ah, that did kick off the set. Yeah, we got 16 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Thank you.
7:58 Eastern Time, and he's, and they're playing that song. I forgot. I was so mixed up. They're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, shooter-bins, water-cutters, and never worse from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on WMFO in Medford, whether you like it or not. Anyway, let me explain away this last set of the evening. You just heard a band called The Shags. They were out of Connecticut. The track that was released on the Taurus label in 1966, Don't Press Your Luck. Before that, The King's Ransom did Without You. This is a previously unreleased acetate with an unknown recording date. I got off the compilation Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volume 7 and 8. It also appears, I believe, on No, 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 one of those really depressing music compilations. Before that, Les Baster and one of his hits, The Poor People of Paris, track released on Capitol in 1956. Before that, the Time Stoppers kicked off a set with I Need Love, originally released on the HBI label in 67. I got off of the CD version of the Pebbles 5 compilation.